Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast.
The power of God is here this morning. So I want to let you know, if you have not received an experience, it is available to you today. You can be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that sounds strange because I see some things in people who talk on the internet and say, I don't even want the gift of the Holy Ghost. That sounds weird. Well, I can't say what it sounds like because maybe it does sound weird. But I can tell you what it feels like. And it's life-changing. And it's life-altering. It'll make you think clearly. It'll make you think higher. It'll show you that you are worth a lot more than what you give yourself credit for. Because you start looking through the Creator's eyes instead of your own eyes. And you start thinking, maybe I am valuable to my friends. Maybe I am valuable to my family. Maybe God does have a purpose for me. Maybe there is meaning in my life. And you start to see through His eyes. And you start to have an experience. You can be baptized in the only saving name. The Bible says there is only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I think we all can agree upon that name. That name is Jesus. It's available. But the process of the beginning of that is finding an old-fashioned altar or an altar just like this one and finding a way to get to God and say, God, I don't want to run from this anymore. And I don't want to keep missing it. And I understand I need to submit myself to you. So God, I give my life to you. I want you to have your way in my life. I want you to talk to me. I want you to instruct me. And as you begin to do that, God will begin to move. And that's what I'm looking for today. I'm looking for that for our visitors. And I'm looking for that for our saints who are struggling, who have came in with heavy hearts, who have came in laden with anxiety and fear and all those kinds of things. I've come today to speak against those things. I've come today to tell the adversary. I can just say right now, you guys be seated. God bless me. Bless you. Help me to preach what I need to preach. Sorry, we were communicating there. For those of you who do know me and Wednesday night, you know that regardless, I'm going to make sure that you have a smile on your face and I have a smile on mine. Because I just believe that I shouldn't have to walk around worrying and be filled with anxiety and fear and wondering if God is going to take care of me, because I know that He is. Because I know that He has never failed me or forsaken me. So, I want to read to you a scripture text this morning, and I don't have a lot to say, but I feel very compelled to say it. And this scripture text is going to take place in Exodus chapter number 6, verse number 5. And this is God talking with Moses. I have heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for a heritage. I am the Lord. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for the anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And I know you don't feel what I feel right now, but I'm going to try my best to get you there in the next couple of minutes. But today, I want us to understand that in the opening text, Moses finds himself and his brother in a conversation with Pharaoh in chapter 5. And he tells him that he and Aaron have met with God, and they did. And they are compelled of him to go and sacrifice in the wilderness to worship. And in return, Pharaoh rewards these great faith words with a heavier burden to the people. So now Moses finds himself conflicted. Moses had to say within himself, I had a burning bush experience. I had some things happen. I know God sent me here. I know that I did what I was supposed to do. But now it seems worse than it was when I arrived. And so from this, I'd like to preach to you on this conversation today. When it's time to focus on Pharaoh. When it's time to focus on Pharaoh. Could you clap your hands to the Lord one more time? Amen. So just for a moment, if you'll give me a moment, I am going to try I can't remember who it was, but said something about helicopter preaching the end of the day. I'm going to try to go straight up if that's all right with you this morning. If you'll stay with me, if you're with me, say amen. All right. So verse 9 tells us that Moses told the people again what God was about to do. So he had told them before, and then Pharaoh changed his mind and didn't want to hear and put a heavier tax on Israel. And so Israel doesn't want to hear what Moses has to say now. And I can understand. The Bible says that they hearken not for the anguish and the cruel punishment that they were enduring. He tells them that God is about to break through the season for them, but they can't see beyond their current disposition. And I know, whether it be by you telling me or me hearing through the grapevine or God putting it in my spirit, there are people in this very room who God is knocking on the door today saying, I am going to visit this season and I'm going to break you out of this season. And I understand that it's difficult to accept right now because you've been dealing with this stuff for quite some time. But I've come to tell you today that God is about to visit this season. He's going to visit. He's going to break through this season. And what follows this season will be a series of conversation between Moses and Pharaoh. And it'll be one plague after another. But it can be summed up like this. Go tell Pharaoh. Go tell Pharaoh. Perhaps it looks like the people around don't believe because of what God said he can do and what has happening right now. And in 2025, there is a lack of understanding of what God can really do. But what should separate us from the world is experience. So I have a question about Moses. Maybe they didn't have a burning bush experience to project them beyond what Moses was saying. Because Moses said what he said, and then Pharaoh did what he did. But Moses had the experience to help him continue to believe. And that is difficult when somebody doesn't have that experience, but you do. So I look around my world today and I say, well, why can't they do this? And I can hear the echo of the Spirit saying, they don't have the experience, but you do. Maybe they've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost and they haven't been inspired by a word from God, but you have. And I have. And maybe God has never revealed himself to them and they don't know him or understand him in those ways. But you do. And I do. So what I've come to tell the church today is that God is ready to bring that deliverance into our midst, that we will be released into the promise. But this is the time where we have to realize two very key points. That all the words of encouragement have been spoken. Everything we can say to check off the emotional boxes of support have been checked. It's all been done. So now it's time for me and you to shift our focus to Pharaoh. It's time for me to take off the tie and loosen up the knot. And it's time for me to turn my back on everything that I can do myself. And it's time for me to turn toward the Word of God. It's time for me to turn toward the prayer room. It's time for me to grab a hold of the altar and say, God, I'm not moving until something happens. I'm not moving until something changes because I know you can do it. It's time for me to shift my focus to Pharaoh. The people didn't believe Moses when he said it, but I bet the first time they looked across Egypt and saw the waters turn to blood, they started to believe. And I bet the first time one of them drove by on a boat or walked by with their buddies and saw a heap of frogs lying on by the water over there, stacked up of stacks and stacks of frogs, they started to buy into what was going on. Can I tell you this morning that if we will turn our focus on Pharaoh and stop looking for people to inspire us and us to get inspired by God, God will begin to turn the waters to blood. He'll begin to stack up the frogs. Miracles, signs, and wonders will follow. Those who believe. It's going to follow those who believe. So, I ask again this morning. That's okay. Because I had the question to ask of us. If somebody was depending on my experience today, what would they get? If somebody was leaning on my praise because they didn't have any, what would they get? What would they receive from God today if they were depending on me? It's time to focus on Pharaoh. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, verse 21, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all of his armor wherein he trusted, and he divideth his spoils. The Bible says in these verses that Jesus is casting out a dumb devil. I'd like to echo that for a bunch of different reasons. And when he was done, the person who could not speak could speak clearly. And people wondered, and some said it was by Beelzebub, and Jesus said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. But then he says in verse 23, he that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Jesus was looking up his opposition with a strong voice. It wasn't weak. It wasn't shaky. It wasn't with question. It wasn't with doubt. It was very strong. And he said, if you're not with me, then you're against me. And he that gathereth not with me shall be scattered. I'm here to tell TCC today that we must turn our focus to Pharaoh. This is a call to the Spirit, whatever that means. Now, let me explain. It could be to a prayer room, but it could be to an atmosphere to where somebody needs to shatter the atmosphere. You ever go to a football game? You go to a football game and they're playing, and I don't know the correct terms of this, so I'm just going to say what I know you know. You ever go to a football game at the beginning of the game and you hear hymnal music or funeral music? You ever hear that? No. Why? Because hopefully you don't plan to die before, you don't plan to get killed. What do you hear when you get to the football game? Ah! I told you I'd make you laugh. I don't know what songs that they would hear. But it's something that would make you want to run your brother through a brick wall, right? Any football players in the room? I know Hunter's back there. I'm talking to him. If me and him are the only guys. It makes you feel like, Josh is back here, it makes you feel like you could literally go and beat the whole other team by yourself because the music is so strong. Something is stirring the emotion of a man and it's causing me to think I can do more than what I can actually do. And so I come into an atmosphere like this one, and it's quiet, but I know there's victory here because Jesus is here, and there's somebody who needs to be delivered because I know there are some battles here. So what do I got to do? I got to find the place to turn up the volume, and I got to start praising. I got to start shouting because I got to know something bigger than me. My focus is not on the person who can't do it. My focus is on the person who can. I might not be able to carry the ball for 80 yards because I may not be that quick. or I may not have the ability, but Matthew can. I saw him do it. I won't talk about what happened at the end. He cramped up, fell over. But he ran for a long time before that, so I can't say anything. I might not be able to do it in a moment, but I look around at a body of believers who should be in unity. And when I'm walking together with somebody, when I go down, the Bible says they're going to help me up. So this morning, if there's somebody who is wounded in the house, and there's somebody who's trying to figure out the way to get there, if you're not wounded and you are a full strength, I wonder where your praise is. I wonder where you are looking at Pharaoh saying, you can't have them. You're not going to keep them here. God's going to deliver them. I'm speaking it. I wonder where you are. And I look out over our community. And I look out over our nation. And I look out over our world. And I see Pharaoh with his staff saying, I'm about to tax them. I'm about to make it worse. And I'm about to do this. But I can hear the Spirit of God speaking into my heart and into my mind saying, go talk to Pharaoh. Go talk to Pharaoh. Because if he's saying it, chances are it's the opposite. If he's saying God can't do it, chances are I'm already started. I need a little help right now. I feel a little preach coming on. I need a little bit of help. I mean, I said we were in a Pentecostal church before I started this, right? Hunter, if you've never been in a Pentecostal church, and I'm not going to ask you because I don't want everybody looking over at you. Everybody looked right then. My bad. I don't want you leaving without getting what you expected. When I think of a Holy Ghost filled, fire hot, ready revival church, when I walk into it, I feel like I should hear something playing. Turn the volume up. Let me hear something. I feel like there ought to be something that sounds like freedom. If I'm going to show up at a ball game and hear something that sounds like it, I better show up to church thinking God can do anything. Put your focus on Pharaoh and say, I got God with me. He sent me here, and we're going to see him do a work. Let me give you a couple things. 2 Timothy, verse 7, chapter 1. Come on, give it to the people. I can't see who that is. Caden, I just see the little head. I can't see. I might have typed it out to you wrong, Libby. That ain't the one. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. But of power. I'm not walking around afraid. If you're going to take me out, just do it already. Because as long as I got legs to stand on, I'm staying right here. As long as I can move, I'm going to move in God's direction. I won't be taken. I haven't been given the spirit of fear, but I've been given the opposite. What's it say? Power. I've been given the spirit of power. What does that mean when you see somebody with power on a football field? What's that mean? They're smacking somebody around. That's what's going to happen. Josh, if you have power out on the football field, are you out there laying down or are you headhunting? I'm headhunting. Maybe that's why God didn't make me 6'6 and 300 pounds of muscle. Because I'd still be out there headhunting. Boy, where y'all at? Where you at? But he said, I'll tell you what, I'll move him. Move him into the church. And I let him headhunt there. Because I've seen a lot in the years that I've been in the church. But I still understand God ain't give me fear. He gave me power. Now, I got to be able to regulate that power. I can't just go around and tell somebody with a Bible, I got a word for you, and smack them with the Bible. Can't do that. That's not the right kind of power. It's not the right usage of power. It says he gave me power, but he gave me love. And then on the opposite side of that, or through that, he gave me a sound mind. Okay, with power and with love, how can I use it with my sound mind? That's why it's important that I don't get too disconnected from what God is doing on a day-to-day basis. Because it's trying to corrupt my mind. It's trying to take my sound mind away from me. So, next thing, I'm hurrying. I'm starting to have fun, and I know how that gets sometimes. So Ephesians 6 and 12, we got like three or four scriptures left, I promise, and then we're done. I said scriptures, I didn't say things. I'm just kidding. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Everybody say Pharaoh. I have to tell the church, we got to stop looking for everybody else to inspire us. And we got to inspire ourselves. We got to look at our own experience and say, if they don't have it with me, then this is enough. To get me to the promise, this is enough. To get me through these plagues and get on the other side of Pharaoh, this is enough. My experience. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I understand, maybe there isn't a Pharaoh, so to speak, in our lives, but there is a spirit of Pharaoh, one that brings oppression, ones that bring captivity, spirits that promote feelings of hopelessness, and pain. And I've come to tell the body of the Central Church, it's time for us to turn our attention to Pharaoh, because somebody has to tell him his time is up. Somebody has to have enough backbone. Somebody got to have enough consecration. Somebody got to have enough dedication that says, God, if there's some pressure, then I can endure pressure. God, if there's some weight I got to lift, then I can endure some weight. But what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to walk with the spirit of fear. I'm going to walk with power. And my experience is going to bring me out of this. And my experience is going to bring Mo out of this. And my experience is going to bring my wife out of this. And my experience is going to bring Michaela out of this. And my experience is going to bring the Hilton family out of this. My experience is going to project me to my promise. So I'm going to stand and I'm going to look at Pharaoh in the face and say, one way or another, you're going to let us go. I wish you would have that kind of faith to look at the Pharaoh in your life and say, one way or the other, you're going to let me go, because I'm about to come up out of this. It'd be like Jack Henry trying to hold back Josh back there. My five-year-old son, and he's on a diet plan, he's losing weight, but he's still a big boy. My adversary cannot hold me because my God is in control. And greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Last story. I feel freedom, and that's what the point was. There has to be room for experience. There has to be. I can't be connected to fear and doubt and anxiety and also receive these things. I got to let go of one so that I can receive the other. I can't have them both. I have to make a decision. Turn to Pharaoh and say, let me go, or stay in Egypt. But I got to make up my mind. I'm done. Stand with me. I'm doing good. 12:02, I'm doing good. Last thing I'm going to read, Luke chapter 13, verse 31 and 32. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And there are some of you in some situations today, and some people we know that are dealing with stuff saying, this is going to kill me. That's what the adversary is saying. Stop what you're doing, because it's going to kill you. And Jesus turns and says this. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox. I remember Sister Mangan preached this. Elder Sister Mangan preached this one time. She said, I'm going to call the devil some bad names. Instead of saying that fox, she said, go tell Slewfoot. She thought it was the worst name ever. I was like, oh, Slewfoot. Whoa. Be careful, Sister Mangan. There are children here. Slewfoot, good night. She might as well have caught him a cotton-headed mini-mugging. See, I boosted it for you guys. He said, go tell the fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. We understand what he's reflecting there, but what he's saying is, go tell him, I'm not coming down. I have been filled with power and love and a sound mind, and I'm going to do the work of God. And not Pharaoh, not Herod, not you, not him, not anybody else is going to cause me to come down from here. If I got to lean on my own experience because nobody else has seen it yet, I'm just going to believe it's going to be enough until somebody sees it happen. So, how am I going to end this today? It's a great question. I have no idea. I'm going to end it with this right here. A challenge to ourselves, myself, members of this church. Do I have enough faith in my experience that can break somebody out of Egypt? Do I love my experience? Because Moses is looking at his experience of a burning bush and saying, I saw the fire, I saw the bush, and then my mind tells me that the leaves and the branches of this bush should start to burn and be consumed, but they don't. Instead, something comes out of the bush and starts talking to me. That's quite an experience. But again, I can tell you, I was once lost, and now I'm found, and that was quite an experience too. And ever since that moment, things have happened along the way that have caused me to believe more and more. So I'm asking you today, are you still connected to that experience? And if not, I wouldn't leave this house today without saying, I'm going to get this right today. I'm going to clean out my mind. I'm going to clean out my spirit. Because when I leave here, I'm going to look at Pharaoh. And I'm saying, you're going to let me go. I'm going to achieve what God has put me on the path to accomplish. And I'm not moving. You're going to let me go. Because we have two choices, church. We can either turn our focus to Pharaoh, or we can stay in bondage. And I am not staying here. I'm going on to the promise. I'm going on to a place where we start to see people saved and repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ every day on Sundays and Wednesdays. And we're running into people at the gym, or we're running into people in the parking lots of hospitals, which is what happened to me the last couple of months. I'm ready to see revival, but I know I got to turn my focus to Pharaoh and say, I got to disconnect from everything else and I got to put my mind on him. And the last thing I'm going to say, when Moses went to Pharaoh, he went with God. He already had the word from God to go and do it. So before you leave this house today, however you want to do it, it might be standing where you're standing, close your eyes and say, God, whatever he said, that's what I want. God knows what you're talking about. You don't got to be philosophical. You don't have to do that. I'm so glad I was able to say that. I feel like I was about to stumble when I started saying it. I was like, oh, no. I got Ron here and Ethan looking right at me. I was like, I got to get through this. Plus, you don't have to do all that. God knows your heart if you just make it available to him. You don't got to do all that. You don't have to know all those things. He'll teach you along the way what you don't know right now. Just go. Just go. God will qualify you. Just go. God will qualify this church if we will just go. God will qualify an individual if we will just go. So I declare to the Central Church this morning, as Dano starts to tune up the piano and Keaton starts to tune up the drums and Ryan starts to tune up the bass right here, or write something on a notebook, whatever. I mean, play it by ear, don't play it, son. I don't know what to say. I'm just kidding. As they start to do that, I just want the Central Church in one mind and in one accord say, we're going to turn our eyes on Pharaoh, and I'm going to see victory for myself. I'm going to see victory for my friends. I'm going to see victory for their families. I am going to see God work in my church. I'm going to see God work in my community. But that's going to start with me turning right now and saying, okay, God, I'm going with you. So if you would, come on, fellas, I want y'all to play. And if you're here this afternoon or midday or whatever you want to call it, why don't you make your way to the altar? Or why don't you close your eyes and start saying, God, I want to see it too. I want to experience too. Whatever you want me to do, God, just do it. And once you get done with that, why don't you just go ahead and turn your praise on it? It never hurt anybody, and he's still worthy.